In heavily Hispanic areas around Houston, the top issues include the economy, health care, and immigration. Undocumented workers cannot legally vote, and the few who are willing to speak to reporters express little interest in U.S. politics. But some Hispanics who are citizens are concerned about the status of these illegal immigrants.
Para nosotros el asunto más importante es que haya una reforma migratoria.
This young man says the most important issue is immigration reform because of the difficulties faced by undocumented workers who are part of the Latino community here. The candidate many Hispanics favor is Barack Obama. However, most Hispanics are very religious, and Obama's support for abortion rights troubles some, like this woman.
One thing I don't like about Obama is that, you know, he supports abortions and stuff like that.
But across the nation, Hispanics are supporting Obama by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. Republican John McCain is having a hard time selling himself with these voters, in spite of his co-sponsorship of an immigration reform bill 2 years ago that would have offered legal status to hundreds of thousands of undocumented workers. Part of the problem, according to University of New Mexico political scientist Gabriel Sanchez, is that McCain responded to critics within his own party by hardening his position on immigration.
In order to get through the Republican primary, he had to change his stance on an issue like immigration. And unfortunately, those Hispanics out there who care about immigration, they're knowledgeable about the subject. They know what's going on. They have a pretty good sense about the issue, and those folks are moving back towards the Democratic Party.
But Sanchez says immigration has taken a back seat to the economy in this election, and that there's no single issue that sets Hispanics apart from other voters.
A lot of people kind of make the assumption that Hispanic voters nationally or in New Mexico vote based on ethnicity. And that's simply not the case. Hispanics are like everybody else out there. They're going to take a look at the issues that are important to them at the time and try to match that up with the candidate's stances on the issues.
But one factor that has limited the impact of the Hispanic vote in past elections is that the number of Hispanics who are eligible to vote is often much higher than the number who actually turn out at the polls.
Okay, no se acuerda con qué el apellido Carrillo.
In an effort to get out the Latino vote across the country, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials has set up a nonpartisan voter information hotline in Los Angeles. People from around the United States can call a special toll-free number and ask questions in English or Spanish about matters such as where to register, where to vote, and where to get more information about the candidates. Eric Wagner, the association's spokesman, says the Hispanic vote this year will likely exceed 9%, up from around 8.5% 4 years ago. He says the influence of Hispanic voters in this year's presidential election will be especially evident in closely contested states.
The goal here is to help the Latino electorate get the information that they need in order to participate on Election Day.
Political experts are closely monitoring the impact of Hispanic voters this year, knowing that the rapid growth of the Hispanic population could increase the political influence of this ethnic group even more in future elections. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.